It's the Best Mix 105.5 online at thebestmix1055.com. Oh, it's 9 days and absolutely a story of a girl. Boy, it is cold out there. My goodness. When I came in this morning, I was like, ooh, it's going to be a long day today. Wind chill advisory in effect until noon. Partly sunny, high of 14. Tonight, snow with a low of 1 above. Right now, we're 1 below in Fremont with a real feel of 21 below. And we've got Blair Horner from Don Peterson and Associates with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. It is cold.
Oh, it is. It is cold.
My dogs didn't want to go out this morning.
No, either did mine. They were looking at me like, can we just go to the bathroom in the house?
And I couldn't blame them. I couldn't blame them. I made them go out, but I couldn't blame them for not wanting to.
Exactly. Well, Don is here for our Don Peterson and Associate Minute. And tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Don.
Well, I've done a little bit of everything, Sherry. Oh. I've spent about 30 years in the grain milling industry, which is kind of unusual for the fact that I'm now a realtor.
Yeah.
But and in between that, I also operated a Colland and operated a couple of pizzerias in Omaha. But now I'm at Don Peterson and Associates.
Really? So yeah. What made you want to get into real estate?
Well, you know, oddly enough, I'm kind of passionate about community.
Mm.
And real estate, of course, especially when you're working on the residential side, is very closely tied to community.
Right.
And that was probably part of what pulled me to it, or the most part that pulled me to it.
Yeah. You know, we always have something that makes us tick inside. So what we kind of know Don, or Don, I called him Don earlier today, but we know Blair around the area.
I answer to anything.
Right, exactly. And I know, and he's just such a friendly guy, but I want to know what makes you tick. Like, what do you love?
Well, like I said, I'm kind of passionate about community.
Yeah.
I've always done volunteer service for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Currently here in Fremont, I'm on the board at Fremont Creative Collective.
Oh, very good.
I think the last time I was on, I might have even talked a little bit about that. Also, the Fremont Kiwanis Club.
Yeah,
I'm the president this year.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that. Congratulations.
And then, Rebuilding Together. I just joined that board, and I'm a commissioner at the Fremont Housing Authority.
Wow.
And those last two kind of are perfect for me because of the real estate connection. And Rebuilding Together, of course, focuses on remodels and things like that to help make homes safer and healthier for people in need.
Now, are you a handy person, or do you just let somebody else do
it
for you?
I can move things around if you need them moved around.
That's a good answer, because there's a lot of times people need that help.
I play to my strengths.
What do you think is the hardest thing about real estate right now?
Well, you know, it's a it depends on which side you're on, I guess. If you're a seller or a buyer, it's very much a seller's market right now.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example, as of this morning, there's only 31 properties on the market with a Fremont address.
Wow.
Just 31.
Oh, my gosh.
The interesting thing about that is this is one of the few times, and it may be happening more now, that the majority of those are actually either new construction or homes that have just been completed but have never been occupied.
Wow.
17 of the 31 are that, and that just leaves you then with 14 homes.
Whoa.
Existing.
Well, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, you read these reports or you listen to the news and saying that millennials just don't want to buy a home. They don't want that added stress into their lives. But it's proving that they do want to buy some homes and they do want to have some
roots. There's a lot of first-time home buyers out there that I would say, and even second-time home buyers or multiple home buyers that are millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can do the math. And right now, with rates where they are, you can still get a loan where your payment is probably going to be as low or maybe even lower than your rent.
Yeah, and when, you know, they're talking about the rates increasing, you know, now is the perfect time to buy.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
The rates will be increasing. Now, just because the Fed increases their rate doesn't mean the mortgage rates are going to jump in tandem, but
okay.
It is an indication that rates will be moving up and money will get to be more expensive.
Yeah. Got any word of advice for anybody that's, you know, buying a home, selling a home?
If you are looking to buy a home, just to give you a quick example, with those 14 homes, four of those homes are over $300,000, but two of those are sitting on a lake, so that's going to increase their price some. Three of those homes are priced between $200,000 and $250,000. One of them is priced between $150,000 and $200,000, and the rest of them are under $150,000. if you are buying a home, you may want to talk to your realtor about, you know, what's the competition in your bracket. Make sure you're pre-approved.
Right.
And then be very intentional about it. If you see a home on Monday, don't tell your realtor you want to wait until the weekend to go see it. You need to go see it on Monday.
Don't jack around. That's what my dad would always say.
If you don't go see it on Monday, it probably won't be there by the weekend.
That is incredible. I can't believe how tight of a market it is up here. But it's happening everywhere. It really is.
It's the entire country.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
well,
not just Fremont.
Blair, is there any last words that you want to say before we let you go?
No, that's it. You know, just stay warm out there and, you know, be kind to your pups.
That's right.
You know, make them go out, but just understand they probably don't want to.
That's exactly right. Now, Blair, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they contact you?
You can reach me at my cell number is 402-936-6140 or Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at donpeterson.com.
Awesome. Well, we will have this on our podcast in a little bit.
Great.
And so if you missed any of the information, Blair is the guy to contact, and he will, and I'll have all that contact information on there as well. Blair, have a great day. Stay warm.
Thank you.
We've got your forecast coming up next on the Best Mix 105.5.